USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
European leaders have introduced a series of measures in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Among them, closing the skies over the 27-nation bloc to Russian aircraft. The EU will also ban some Russian media outlets and will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. The EU's policy chief says their actions is in response to the Ukrainian foreign minister, who urged officials to do more. The most important environmental case in more than a decade comes before the Supreme Court on Monday. It centers on the EPA's ability to regulate power plant emissions. The Biden administration wants to cut greenhouse emissions in half by the end of the decade. Legal observers say a decision can go beyond the environment. It would affect the federal government's ability to regulate health care, workplace safety, and more. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another Starbucks is now a union shop.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said, "The company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. We hope the union does the same." From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
One man is dead and 13 others were wounded during a party early Saturday morning at a Las Vegas hookah bar. Police say two people got into an argument and exchanged gunfire. Captain Dory Corin is with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police.
Officers did an exceptional job immediately securing the scene and rendering aid, to include applying tourniquets and providing CPR.
No suspects' descriptions were readily available. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
A major automaker has announced a recall.
Ford has recalled about 250,000 pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years and 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021 and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering, and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
These onions don't make you cry. Federal authorities seized nearly $3 million worth of methamphetamines hidden among a shipment of onions. It was found during a truck inspection at a facility in San Diego. A K-9 unit found nearly 1,200 small packages of meth inside. The 46-year-old driver, a Mexican national who was not named, was arrested for the attempted smuggling. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.